In India, there are different levels in society. Children are born into the level of their parents, and as they grow up, they cannot change their level. The people at the top level are called Brahmins. This story has to do with a foolish Brahmin who wasted his good luck. One day, an old man wanted to give away a pot of rice. He decided to bring it to the Brahmin. The Brahmin was very pleased. He knew that he could either eat the rice or sell it. He went off to the hills with the pot to find a quiet place to think. Then it began to rain. The Brahmin thought he had better find shelter. The Brahmin saw a small house. When he got to the door, he gave it a try, and it opened. Inside the little house were many clay pots. The Brahmin thought that this must be a potter's house, but he had no idea where the potter was. He sat down and thought about his pot of rice. The Brahmin thought that he could sell the rice. With that money, he could then buy some of the pots in the house. The Brahmin then went on to imagine selling those pots for more money.
With the money from the pots, he imagined buying nuts and silk and then selling these also.
Next, the Brahmin imagined getting married. He would have at least 4 wives. They could give him a hand with raising all of his children. If he got sick, each of his wives would care for him until he got well again. The Brahmin was very excited. He could not give up the idea of how rich the little pot of rice would make him. He could not sleep, so he got up and began to walk around the room. There was a walking stick hanging up next to the door. He took it down and walked with it. The Brahmin was having a good time thinking about his fortune. The Brahmin would get together with all of his wives and children and go on a picnic. He would sit with his most beautiful wife. Then the other wives might start to argue because they were jealous. The Brahmin would not allow this. He would punish his wives if they argued in front of him. With that thought, the Brahmin swung the walking stick he was holding. The stick hit several of the pots and broke them. Just then the potter returned. It was the old man who had given him the rice. The old man demanded that the Brahmin pay for the pots. If not, he would hand him into the police. The Brahmin had no money, so he was forced to give back the rice as payment, and he went away with nothing.